you, God, for your word. Jesus, you said your words are spirit and they are life. I receive life today as I receive your word. I thank you that I'm a believer. I believe your word. I am diligent to obey your word. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you give me ability to hear what the Spirit is saying to me today. Say this with me. I will hear what the Spirit is saying to me today. Amen. You believe that? You can be seated. Just saying it doesn't make it happen. Believing it, that gets results. Believing it gets results. Believing it gets results. Believing it gets results. Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, I endeavor to yield to you this morning. I thank you for you speaking through every part of my being this morning. Father, I realize that we are a people called after your name and we're living in perilous times. And we so desperately need to hear from you to walk according to your word. So I trust your ability working within me this morning, God, in order to accomplish what needs to take place. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. I have confidence that the Holy Spirit will do that this morning. I have confidence. I believe that he will. You know, we are living in perilous times. We're living in times where, you look throughout history and there were terrible things that happened in years past, but most of the world didn't know about them. But today we know about everything. And we can hear about everything. We can hear about what's happening. And if we look close, we can see that the world is shifting and changing. And that God has not forgotten about us, but his plan and purpose will eventually come to pass. And as we look at the world and we see what's happening over in Ukraine and Russia bearing down on that nation, in one sense, even in the natural, it could spark a third world war. I don't know what a third world war would look like. I know one thing, if it was allowed to run to its fullest capacity, we would all be annihilated. And so I don't really expect that to happen, to be honest with you, but there could be some kind of a third world war. I don't know what it would look like, but there are lots of wars that are fought today without nuclear explosions that are taking place, could take place. So a third world war is possible, but I'm so glad, whenever I read things like that, I'm so glad that I look on the inside and I see in there the words that John said about Jesus, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So although these things are happening in the world, we don't have to put on a worry cap and just be worried about it and fret, because we are triumphant in Christ. We have already been raised up and are seated with him in heavenly places. And by faith, we see ourselves seated in heavenly places. By faith, we see ourselves as victorious. We are victorious people. We are victorious ones that go about doing conquering feats for the kingdom of God. As I was praying and stumbling around to see what the Lord wanted me to share this morning, and I use those words carefully, what I mean by stumbling around is I'm saying, Lord, what do you want me to say? I'd be praying. Sometimes, you pray and you ask the Lord, what are the things that you want to share? And you start around this down this line in the word, and you start around down this line, and you don't seem to get anywhere. And that's what I mean by stumbling around, trying to find out what the Lord. I wish I was somebody that, just had it written down in front of me. This is what the Lord says. This is what he wants said. Anyway, in my stumbling, in my praying and seeking the Lord, in the midst of that, these words floated up within me. Spiritual realities. And that's what I want to share about this morning. Spiritual realities. What is your spiritual reality? What is God's spiritual reality? What does the spiritual reality even mean? I want us to think about that for a little bit. And I te o asin de bocundo. Hey, solo babasete lita boroshite kasoto lo mambasete, le baba tiko kolomandasende, pobaboshite baba sanda la kokolo mandoshite la baba sanda, kisete la kokolo mandoshite, sanda la baba sinde baba soto lo baboshite. For you see, the world is caught in a place of darkness, and my church are moving and endeavoring to make a difference in the world. But they are off the mark in not realizing the spiritual reality that is about them. For the spiritual realities about them are dictating the very environment that the lost are living in. I have given you instruction, and I have given you a purpose for you to understand the things of the Spirit so that you can make a difference. So that when you minister to someone who is in need, you don't merely supply the immediate need, but you look deeper and find out what the root of the problem is in order to be able to speak blessing and life into that situation. For I have called you, and this is the day for the gift that I placed within you to be manifested. In this day, in the people that you influence around you, this is the day for it to come forth. And if you will stretch your faith to release it, I will meet you there, and you'll see the manifestation of that gift produce abundance of fruit as you are diligent to obey the voice of the Lord your God. Amen. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Okay. Thank you. Now, I believe that you have been called to this ministry for a purpose. You have been called for a purpose, and it's not just for you to get better. It's not just for you. Asende boboshite kakalamanda sondolo boboshite. Lira barasanda. Boboboshite. Sende soto lomondoshite. For I'm building up an army. I'm creating an army within your midst. And so I lay the choice before you today. I have said in my word, I set before you life and death. Today I'm setting before you a choice. Enter into the army of God or stay out at a distance and not really be productive in the kingdom of God. Know this, I will still love you. I will still bring you into the kingdom of heaven. And I'll take you home to be with me one day. This is my desire because I love you. I care about you. But I have given you an opportunity to shine as stars in the kingdom of God. I've given you an opportunity to grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. I've given you an opportunity to come against the devil and to keep your foot on the devil's neck so that the hopelessness that he's putting over the world and even your world, your environment, can be halted in the name of Jesus Christ. And I charge you this day to look at the opportunities before you and make a choice. I am not a God who will push you and strive you and argue with you and manipulate you into doing my will. But I am the Lord thy God who brought you out of the land of darkness into the kingdom of light. And I challenge you to walk worthy of the calling to which you have been called this day. In the name of Jesus. Well, I said I was going to try to do everything I could to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I believe God is challenging us this day. I can feel it in the atmosphere. I can feel it. There's something different about today. Something that God is releasing amongst us, an impartation. He's releasing amongst us. And he's challenging the works of darkness. And the reality, spiritual reality, the reality is there is a host of wickedness arrayed against us. And the reality is that the Lord is raising up a standard against him. You are part of that standard. The Lord is raising up a standard against the forces of darkness. And the thing is that as the force of darkness tries to come against you and me, and the Lord raises up a standard against him, those out there get the benefit. Because they don't even know that there are forces of darkness coming against them. They don't realize that there's a devil that wants to smite them, wants to take them out, wants to destroy them. But as the Lord uses up us to raise a standard against him, against the enemy, the people, the lost people, those who are in darkness, get the benefit. Praise the Lord. And I'm with you, but I want to see those people set free. I want to see them coming. Some of you, we were in the darkness before we came in. And look what God has done for you. Don't you want that for somebody else? Don't you want them to be free as well? In the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I tell you, this morning, it's amazing that with the things that God think will stir your heart. I was stirred this morning. I was upstairs and I come down. I was in a prayer room. There was nobody there. And I came down and did some things down here. And then I thought, well, I'm going to go and pray. And the next thing I walked in the prayer room, there was a whole bunch of people. And I'm telling you, it was just like a breath of air. It was. It really was. When I seen a bunch of people in there and they're praying, it's just like, oh, it's just like I took a big, big breath of air and it was filled with oxygen and just gave me life. That's what prayer does. Glory to God. Spiritual realities. That's one thing about a spiritual reality is the power that's in prayer. Powerful, powerful things happen when God's people pray. Now, let me read to you just because we're going to talk for a few minutes. I don't know how far we're going to get, but we're going to talk for a few minutes about reality and what that means. Let me read you a definition of reality. This is just a secular definition of reality. Reality in everyday usage means the state of things as they actually exist. The way I look to put it is the way things really are. What is your spiritual reality? In its widest sense, reality includes everything that is, whether or not it is observable, we can see it, or whether it is comprehensible or not, whether we can understand it or not. But the way things really are, reality. What is your spiritual reality? We want to share a little bit about that. What is your spiritual reality? Your spiritual reality is what you believe. Faith will create. Faith creates. So whatever you see your spiritual reality is, it'll come to pass. Whatever you believe, it'll come to pass. That's why we talk about seeing yourself as a prosperous individual, one who has the favor of God upon them. See yourself that way. What is that based on? Well, we know that God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And we know that he's a God of love. We know Jesus said that God is spirit and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So there is something called spiritual reality, and the spiritual reality in your life, whether you can observe it, whether you can understand it or not, is that you are a spiritual being. And you are having a natural experience while you live here on earth. That's your spiritual reality. It's hard to see that. It's hard to comprehend that in some way. But the fact is you are a spiritual being. And you know what? When somebody has a pain in their body, you're only talking about you've got a pain, you've got something wrong in the house that you live in. And you want to fix it. We want to fix it. If I got a leaky roof, I want to fix that in my house that I live in. Well, it's the same thing in this house that I live in. If there's something wrong, I'd like to have it fixed. It's a whole lot more comfortable living in it if it's fixed. If I have to live in my house and there's a window out and the wind is blowing in the wintertime, well, I'd be a lot more comfortable living in my house if the window was fixed. Well, it's the same thing with this spiritual body, or pardon me, this flesh body. We live in it. God commissioned us to live in the church, to live in these bodies. He gave us earth suits to live in. So we are spiritual beings that is going to live forever. That's your spiritual reality. The fact is you are going to live forever. That can either cause you great rejoicing or it can cause you trepidation. But I believe if you're saved, if you're born again, you can say, wow, that's right. I'm going to live forever. You know, when you were born again, when you were raised from the dead, when you were resurrected, you became alive and you became one that will live forever. And really, life comes from being in the presence of God. Your spiritual reality is that you will live forever. And the spiritual reality of the world is that they will live forever as well, as far as being existing. But the Bible calls death as a separation from God. And if you are a born-again believer, you will live forever. You'll never be separated from God. Glory to God. You'll have true life. That's a spiritual reality. Man was given a flesh body to live on the earth, a flesh suit, if you will. Now, listen to this also. Our everyday lives that we live in this natural realm is not separated from the spiritual reality that we enjoy or the spiritual world. Acts 17:28 says this, in him, that is in God, we live and move and have our being. In God, we live and move and have our being. God is spirit. In God, we live and move and have our being. So we are a spiritual people. We're having an earth or natural experience while we live out here in the natural, but we are spiritual beings. And what I'm trying to refer to here is that don't separate the natural and the spiritual. What I'm trying to get across to you, to us this morning, is that God is spirit, and everything he does has to do with spiritual things. You are spirit. Everything you do has to do with spiritual things. It does. It has a spiritual effect. Revelation, I'm going through just a couple of scriptures real quick here to give us a basis of what I'm sharing about. Revelation 11:15 says, and the seven angels sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Now, it's not only talking here about the kingdoms in the natural realm, because all the kingdoms of this world are really governed from the spiritual realm. So in one sense, you can say that it's all spiritual, because what happens here in the natural is a result of what's taken place in the spiritual realm. So it's all spiritual. Therefore, if I say some real mean, degrading things to Claude, there's a spiritual operation that's going to begin to take place in Claude's life. If I speak that out with authority, there's something's going to happen. Now, if I speak positive, prophetic words of life and power into his life, something spiritual is going to take place that will help bring those words to pass. So in one sense, everything is spiritual. Don't divide both of them. In other words, the reason why I say this is because most of the church, you know, they can come into church on a Sunday morning and they are very conscious of the fact that we're in church. And we do our thing on Sunday morning and then feel quite all right and going out on Monday morning and ripping somebody off, whether it's in the job or getting up on Sunday morning, or pardon me, Monday morning and going to work, and think it's quite all right to be 20 minutes late for your job. But that's in the natural, Pastor. That has nothing to do with spiritual things. Oh, no, that's where we're wrong, see. It has everything to do with spiritual things. It has everything to do with walking with integrity before God. It's all spiritual. And the things that take place in the spirit realm influence the natural realm. We know that the enemy, the devil, is a spirit being in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. He rules a kingdom. He rules a kingdom. Now, let me ask you this. The devil is in this realm of spirit. I've heard somebody say that the devil is a flesh devil. No, he's not a flesh devil. He's a spirit being. He'll try to manifest. He'll use fleshly beings to manifest himself. But he is ruling kingdoms from the spiritual realm, and you see their influence here in this natural realm. When you see what's taking place in Ukraine right now, you can just bet there are demonic forces that are manipulating people's minds and thoughts to bring them into a place where they'd see that there's a bunch of people inside the building, they have an opportunity to set the thing on fire, and a whole bunch of people die. There's demonic forces that are behind that. So you see, it is influenced by the spiritual realm. In other words, it's spiritual. Music is something that is very spiritual. Most people, even whether you're Christian or not, will agree that music is spiritual. It is very influenced from the spiritual. That's why it's so important to have music that is comes from the heart of God, that comes from a heart that is devoted to God. But it does have amazing results in this natural realm. I heard something this week that I thought, that is really cool, the influence of music. Actually, I heard it on the radio. This guy in Nova Scotia found out a way to get his hens to lay eggs that are larger than large, than extra large. The way he did it was he played plays classical music all the time. And he tried all different kinds of music, country and rock and stuff like that. And he said it would never produce the same result, but as he played classical music, his extra large cartons couldn't hold the eggs. And he noticed that the hens were calmer. Isn't that amazing? See, there's something happens in the spiritual realm with different kinds of music that takes place. If it's demonic music, well, you can expect demonic results, demonic manifestations. Things pretty weird happen. But he got bigger eggs by playing the right kind of music. You see how we are so influenced? Surely if a hen can be influenced by things like that, you and I should be able to be. If we listen to the right stuff, surely. This is a spiritual reality that we can be, we will be, and we are influenced by things like music, things what we let in through our ear gate and our eye gate. These are spiritual influences. This is a spiritual reality. And I say that because too many people just pass it off as something that's not spiritual. It's just something that I'm just enjoying this. Well, if it's not of God, then probably we shouldn't be enjoying it. We have to be proactive in that. If you want bigger eggs.